Welcome to EIR Talks. This week we present The LaRouche Connection, an audio-video news magazine produced by Executive Intelligence Review, which was founded in 1974 by Lyndon H. LaRouche.
Welcome to EIR Talks. My name is Umberto Pascali, and I am a correspondent for Executive Intelligence Review. Today is December 22, 2001, and this week we will present you an interview given by Lindo LaRouche to Teleambiente, a TV station in Rome, Italy. The interview was given on November 22nd during a visit of Mr. LaRouche in the Italian capital.
Buonasera e benvenuti a questa puntata straordinaria di incontri con...
Good evening and welcome to this special edition of Incontri Con. We have announced this special edition already yesterday, as you know. You can call us, we are here with you and for you. We are, as our friend Nino Marazzita says, a free TV station.
Subito andiamo alle presentazioni. Prego la regia di inquadrare.
Let's start introducing our guests. At my right, Lyndon LaRouche, philosopher and economist, is here in Italy and in Europe because he wants to present his thoughts and his philosophical conception so that his philosophical conception can be implemented and the world can have peace through development. This looks like difficult words, but it is only the truth. What we have been saying for quite some time now, we have to spread the wealth. It is not possible that jobs are destroyed, lost, that there are mergers of companies, but the production goes down, but at the same time the stock market goes up. This creates injustice and poverty. One example, the European Union just told the African country producer of cocoa, gentlemen, we don't want any more 100% cocoa, we want to put surrogate in. This is how you create poverty.
E ricordiamo che Lyndon LaRouche è stato il primo a chiedere al presidente.
Let's remember that it was Lyndon LaRouche, the first, to ask President Bush to intervene with Putin, with the leaders in Europe, Japan, and Arab country, to create a common force to fight terrorism.
Ma anche per impedire istintive ed irrazionali reazioni che stavano maturando.
But also to prevent instinctive and natural reactions that were emerging after the coward attempts of September 11, 2001.
LaRouche è da anni il promotore di un nuovo sistema di Bretton Woods.
LaRouche has been for years the promoter of the new Bretton Woods system, a system able to replace the present financial system that is, as everybody knows, in irreversible bankruptcy and create a new, more just world order that would allow the implementation of large infrastructural projects like the Eurasian land bridge that would establish, as we said, peace through development, as you are seeing right now on the screen. Good evening and welcome, Mr. LaRouche.
Thank you very much.
A fianco di LaRouche abbiamo una new entry con il quale speriamo di proseguire qui a Teleambiente canale 68. Ricordate, noi siamo rigorosamente in diretta, ma poi questi servizi vengano anche irradiati.
At the right of Mr. LaRouche, we have someone with whom we will continue the talk afterward, Father Frascali, the president of the New Boys Town Foundation, who will tell us about the meeting he had with the president of the Italian Republic.
Qui, alla mia sinistra, ma che è la vostra destra, perché come dice l'amico e compagno Tommaso...
At my left, the economist Nino Galloni, well known to our viewer. He will be back in 1 week with us to present his new book on globalization, titled Are We a Commodity or Are We Angels?
Buonasera e benvenuto Nino Gallone.
Buonasera.
Al suo fianco una presenza importante anche al Roberto Panizza.
Nir Galloni, another important guest, the economist Roberto Panizza. We ask to open the dialogue with the Teleambiente to have him with us at least once per month to discuss new and important news. With Panizza we will talk about, I understand, the hypertrophy of the economy. But now let's give the word to Lyndon LaRouche. Near LaRouche you can see the translator, Liliana Gorini.
Della sua presenza. È dietro le quinte, ma è una presenza importante.
We are now in the last days of a financial system, a monetary system, which was officially established in mid-August of 1971.
Siamo a questo punto negli ultimi giorni di un sistema finanziario che è stato stabilito nella metà d'agosto del 1971.
This was the replacement of a previous monetary system established by President Roosevelt and his followers, which was known as the old Bretton Woods system, or the original IMF.
E questo sistema del 71 era una sostituzione del sistema creato dal presidente Roosevelt alla fine della guerra.
Although there were mistakes made by Roosevelt's successors, including President Truman, serious mistakes. Nonetheless, besides those and other mistakes, the old system worked very well for Western Europe, the United States, most of the Americas, and Japan. As a result of that system, under which credit was provided, partly by the United States, to rehabilitate a war-torn, depression-torn Europe, Europe underwent a great recovery, as did Japan and did some of the nations of South America and Central America.
Anche se questo sistema aveva dei problemi nel suo nascere e i problemi sono peggiorati quando a Roosevelt si sostituì Truman, sicuramente è un sistema che funzionò bene nel dopoguerra e rese possibile la ricostruzione economica in Europa, rese possibile lo sviluppo economico negli Stati Uniti e nelle Americhe, l'America Latina e in Giappone. Nonostante l'influsso di Arthur Burns su presidente Eisenhower, questo sistema funzionava.
There was an effort under President Kennedy to revive Roosevelt's policies and Roosevelt's emphasis.
Ci fu un tentativo da parte del presidente Kennedy di tornare all'idea originale positiva di Roosevelt nel sistema economico.
That corresponded to things that happened in Italy, that happened in France, particularly under de Gaulle, and which happened under Adenauer and so forth in Germany.
E questo corrispose in quel periodo a tentativi positivi simili che avvennero in Italia, in Francia sotto De Gaulle, in Germania sotto Adenauer.
After the assassination of President Kennedy, changes began to be introduced.
Dopo l'assassinio del presidente Kennedy cominciarono a essere introdotti dei cambiamenti in questo sistema.
This made things worse. This ended up in 1971 with Nixon destroying the fixed rate monetary system and introducing a floating exchange rate system then and during the Azores conference in the following year.
E questo peggiorò le cose fino ad arrivare al peggioramento vero e proprio nel 1971 quando Nixon abolì i tassi fissi e introdusse i tassi fluttuanti.
Now we have been in over 30 years of the gradual and accelerating degeneration of the economy of the world.
Ora, negli ultimi 30 anni abbiamo avuto una degradazione graduale ma costante dell'economia mondiale.
Especially from the 1971 crisis.
A partire da questa crisi del 1971.
We have now come to the point with the aid of the Carter administration, which was worse than the Nixon administration.
E siamo giunti al punto con l'aiuto dell'amministrazione Carter che fu peggio dell'amministrazione Nixon.
With deregulation, with a cultural paradigm shift, with all kinds of innovations. With the introduction of globalization and so forth, these things have accelerated the process of this self-destruction of a world monetary system.
Con la deregulation, con la globalizzazione, con l'introduzione di parametri culturali negativi, abbiamo avuto una costante andamento negativo nell'economia.
And this became worse recently with the acceleration of a decline in the physical economy, that is the real economy. industry, the essential things, corporations, while there is now a hyperinflationary tendency radiating out of Japan, out of Europe, out of the United States, where the rate of pumping of new monetary credit into the system at rates below the current inflation rate has created a hyperinflationary tendency within the monetary and financial system, while the physical system of production and employment tax revenue base is collapsing. For example, Europe presently is not earning enough from its total combined domestic and foreign revenues to pay the bill of maintaining the budget of present Europe's private and public economy combined. We see that in the case of Germany, for example, where Eichel, the Minister Eichel, is attempting to balance the books, and it can't be done that way.
Nell'ultimo periodo c'è stato un peggioramento della situazione in quanto molti paesi, tra cui il Giappone, gli Stati Uniti e molti paesi europei, hanno puntato tutto su un'iperinflazione monetaria, a cui si contrappone invece una deflazione dell'economia reale, fisica, quindi delle imprese, della produzione e dell'occupazione reale. Questo ha portato a una situazione, ad esempio in Europa, in cui le entrate dell'economia non sono sufficienti a coprire le esigenze dello Stato, come ha fatto notare il ministro Eichel in Germania recentemente.
Under these conditions, fiscal austerity is a form of national suicide.
In queste condizioni l'austerità fiscale diventa una forma di suicidio nazionale.
Take the case of Argentina, which may be the spark that blows out the whole financial system.
Prendiamo l'esempio della crisi argentina, che potrebbe essere la miccia che fa saltare il sistema finanziario internazionale.
For example, if Argentina goes under, that will carry down also Brazil, will sink Chile, will cause a crisis in the Spanish banking system, which will radiate through all Europe.
Ad esempio, se l'Argentina subirà una crisi finanziaria, questa avrà ripercussioni in Brasile, in Cile e anche sul sistema bancario spagnolo, che quindi si ripercuoterà anche in Europa.
We can recover again if we use the kind of methods on a scale of global cooperation that we used between 1945 and 1963 under the old IMF system. Fixed exchange rates, restrictive, protectionist methods of economy. We can grow as Europe recovered from the war and depression up through the middle of the 1960s.
Possiamo uscire da questa crisi soltanto con i metodi che furono adottati dal 45 al 63, che comprendevano controlli sui capitali, tassi fissi e l'opposto della deregolamentazione che c'è oggi, che resero possibile la ripresa dopo la guerra.
To sum up that particular argument, the point is we reached the point today that if we compare 1945 to 1963, in the experience of the Americas, Japan, and Europe, with what happened after 1971, we can say the 1971-2001 system has been a global catastrophe for humanity. We have a model in terms of experience from 1945 to 1963, which leading figures in the world can recognize. This is a proven model. It may not be a perfect one, but it's a model from which to start to get quick agreement, to have a new monetary system to organize a recovery. This means a fixed exchange rate system. It means a lot of bankruptcy reorganization of existing finances. We've done that before. We can do it again. But it also means, more importantly, we have to develop a complementary economic system. I would emphasize that the economic solution lies in taking the export deficit, Western European economy, and opening up the opportunity for them to resume their expansion of exports into areas of Asia, which are now open, mass markets, open for imports and technology, in cooperation with countries like Russia, which serve as a middle point between the two. Under these conditions, we can generate among nations, under a new monetary system, we can generate masses of credit on the basis of a 25-year agreement on credit agreements. On this basis, we can transform Eurasia. And if the United States cooperates with that, we can also transform the conditions of life in the Americas generally and in Africa. Those are the alternatives which lie before us. Are we going to continue to try to save the unsavable? Are we going to cling to the anchor of a sinking ship? Or are we going to board a ship that doesn't sink, that worked before, and sail on to better hopes for our coming generations?
Ora, l'esperienza che abbiamo fatto dal 45 al 63, che è stata un'esperienza con dei problemi ma sicuramente positiva, può essere replicata, perché il sistema che si è imposto dal 71 al 2001 sicuramente è stato fallimentare, quindi dovremo trarre esempio storico da quell'esperienza realizzando dei cambiamenti urgenti, prima di tutto nel sistema creditizio, adottando controlli sui capitali, controlli sui campi, tassi fissi, come si fece tra il 45 e il 63, ma soprattutto dando vita a grandi progetti di sviluppo infrastrutturale che esistono, alla cooperazione economica tra Russia, Asia, Europa, e se riusciamo a portare gli Stati Uniti in questa prospettiva di cooperazione economica, sicuramente avremo una soluzione alla crisi economica attuale. La questione che pone la Roche è: vogliamo continuare a navigare con questa nave che affonda o vogliamo trovare la scialuppa di salvataggio che ci tira fuori dalla crisi?
Alla seconda.
And this issue will continue later. Now we want to give the microphone to Professor Roberto Panizza, economist, professor of international economy at the University of Turin.
Grazie per l'invito. Io ogni volta che sento l'inno
Thank you. I must say that any time I hear La Russia, I become emotional. I hear the same things that I really think. For example, analyzing today's events, I cannot agree more with him that the beginning of the negative developments in the situation started with the Carter administration. It was the Carter administration that nominated Paul Volcker at the Federal Reserve.
Con una politica ispirata
with a policy based on monetarism. This, for example, exploded the question of the debt of the third world countries, and it was the beginning of a chain of tragedies, not only for the poor countries, but also for the United States, because the explosion of the US debt took place exactly as a consequence of these policies. The second idea of La Russia I totally agree with is that we have to establish a system of regulation within the world of finance. For example, if someone wants to open a store in New York, in Fifth Avenue, he must ask for several permits. But if one wants to move capital that would destabilize Argentina, for example, or Southeast Asia, or Turkey, or Russia, he can do it freely.
In questo clima di assoluta deregolamentazione, personaggi come Osama Bin Laden hanno potuto prosperare.
In this climate of absolute deregulation, characters like Osama Bin Laden were able to operate their financial structure, to become enormously wealthy, and then launch operations like the one of September 11.
Roberto Panizza, professore, allora
Roberto Panizza, professor of economy. So also in New York there is the same bureaucracy like in Italy to open a store. Let's say that in New York there is a little less bureaucracy. But if I have to open a store in Fifth Avenue, I have to ask a permit. On the contrary, if I want to move capital, and Bin Laden understood it perfectly by creating his financial empire, and I want to say in this context that I believe the bombing of Afghanistan is absurd, because that kind of financial power, that kind of organization cannot be in the desert of Afghanistan, that, by the way, I visited personally several times. I would go looking for him in the big financial center, where the lack of any kind of control allowed the existence of this character.
Bene, grazie, poi ritorneremo a lei.
Nino Galloni, economist, general director of the Ministry of Labor. Globalization. Let's remember that people in an employment insurance call always your office, and we want to wish to Anna Maria, your very efficient secretary, to have less work. So, globalization. First of all, given that we have evoked the ghost of September 11, I want to stress a couple of points that contribute to undermine this globalization, because sometimes we keep talking as if nothing had happened, Instead, many things happened that have changed our lives and have changed, for example, the possibility to find a job in the future. First of all, some days before September 11, one of the biggest financial crises in Wall Street was announced. It is strange that at the same time, as if to avoid the most explosive effect of this crisis, the event of September 11 happened, this tragic event that struck so deeply the American people and ourselves. My second consideration is that in the US there was previously a system of social shock absorbers for which banks continued to issue credit for family for consumption goods, even when a wild deregulation of the labor market pushed the income down.
Per cui le banche continuavano a dare prestiti.
Thus, the banks continued to issue credit to families that previously had an income, for example, of $50,000 per year. The banks kept the same level of credit, even if the income of those families went down because of the globalization and the wild regulation of the labor market. This family bought stocks to compensate what they had lost because of the change in the labor market.
Questo modello ha retto fino all'11 settembre, nel senso che poi ha manifestato tutta la sua.
This model worked until September 11. After that, it showed all its weakness. Now, what do we have to expect? We expect that globalization, also because of the changes in economic policy introduced by Bush, will not be so important. And so, instead of looking to the big profits and to the international competitiveness, we should look at the single regions, the opposite of globalization. We have to favor the production of capital goods and services that are really useful for people.
Questo potrebbe migliorare anche la possibilità di creare posti di lavoro, ma nell'immediato.
This could improve also the possibility to create new jobs, but for the moment we are facing a structural crisis because the request of technology as we considered it until now will not be the same. So either we find alternatives within the world of production and services or we risk to never emerge from this crisis.
Grazie al dottor Nino Galloni. Don Ulisse Frascali, Fondazione Nuovo Villaggio del Fanciullo.
Very well, we thank Nino Galloni. Father Ulisse Frascali, New Boys Town in Ravenna. Your mission in this world of globalization. The third sector, how is it doing? The third sector that today is a fourth. I want to remind people that I recently interviewed the Deputy Economics Minister Mario Baldassarri, and the government intends to give back the central place to family and to these associations like yours, private but not privatistic. This organization shall be allowed to work in behalf of the citizen.
Io vorrei premettere una cosa. Mi trovo con degli economisti, invece sono sociologo. E quindi sembra quasi che ci sia un'antitesi fra il problema dell'economista e il problema dei sociologi.
I would like to say, first of all, I am here with economists, but instead I am a sociologist. It seems almost as if there is an antithesis between the problem of the economists and the problem of sociologists. Apparently so, because unfortunately in our social reality people want to do welfareism and do not look to the concrete problems. In fact, if we consider the problem of the social reality not just for young people but for everybody, I believe the cause of this problem is the lack of dialogue between economy and sociology.
Questo è uno dei grossi problemi. Tra l'altro si parlava, e giustamente il dottor La Russa che diceva che la base fondamentale per quella che è una crisi economica e finanziaria.
Dr. LaRouche was right when he said that the solution for a financial and economic crisis must be development. I agree totally. Only I want to add a social consideration. Development is very important, but not just in Italy, but for all countries, also outside the European Community, especially south of Italy, for the south of Italy and the south of the world.
E deve essere attuato implemented tra un incontro e un dialogo chiaro
between the world of finance and sociology.
Perché a un certo momento noi non cerchiamo di mettere in moto dei meccanismi di formazione di imprenditoria in questi paesi dove c'è della gente che muore
di fame? Why don't we put in motion programs for the formation of entrepreneurs in these countries where there are people who are starving? And to give an answer, let's not go there to colonize and exploit the labor market. This is what we have to change today. As sociologists, and this is what we do in our organization, I am in favor of an approach of economy and industrial management in a dimension of self-management, so that the worker is not forced anymore to do a contract with an industrial that gives him a job but also exploits his work. If we analyze the economic thought of Ricardo, Smith, Marx that are in contrast among themselves, it is important to analyze the meaning of the labor market that must assume today a form of self-management. And thus, the employment does not depend on the will of an individual who knows that he can gain enormously more than what he pays his employee.
Quindi credo che sia un problema molto grosso, un incontro fra
thus, I believe in the dialogue between finance and the social aspect in order to implement the symbiosis between the two realities and to be able to create an equality and clarity in the social activities.
Bene, quindi credo che tutti concordino.
Very well, I believe everybody agree with that sentence that I like to repeat. Market economy, but not market society.
You're listening to EIR Talks. To replay this program or to read the transcript, visit our website at larouchepub.com. That's www.larouchepub.com. Welcome back to EIR Talks. We'll continue now with the LaRouche Connection, produced by Executive Intelligence Review.
I want to use this chance when Professor LaRouche is here, and I hope he will come back to Italy and Rome many, many times in the future. Professor LaRouche, in these days there is a debate in Italy, from Keynes to Schumpeter, because many here see the relaunching of the economy as a Schumpeter-like design. And this morning, the same concept was stressed by the Dean of the Department of Economy of the University of Rome, Luigi Paganetto, whom I interview today on how to create a broader economy. But I have another question, a question that torments me. The euro currency in Europe was supposed to be born a strong currency. It was not the case. Is it not by chance that the US powers did not want the euro to be strong, because as you said, the dollar from New York to Hong Kong, from New York to Buenos Aires to New Guinea, the dollar is a value. But then the crisis of the dollar would have been unloaded on Europe. But they did not want it. And referring to Tony Blair and Norway, that with their oil want to determine the prices and not to create a vast European area of more than 500 million people. Thank you. Sorry, but I had to ask you.
All right, fine. First of all, most people in Europe really do not know the economic history of the United States.
Prima di tutto, molte persone in Europa non conoscono la vera storia dell'economia degli Stati Uniti.
And for that reason, there is an emphasis on Schumpeter and on Keynes in Europe.
E per questo motivo c'è questa enfasi su Keynes e Schumpeter in Europa.
Which is, in my view, misguided. I understand it. We've all studied, those of us in economics have all read the works of Schumpeter and Keynes and have discussed them. But the difference in the American system and the kinds of systems that developed in Europe is rather fundamental. It's rather important to understand at this time. The United States was unique in several respects. Remember, the United States was created under conditions that it was impossible to form nation states, sovereign nation states in Europe, because of legacies of the Venetian system, the old feudal system, and so forth. And so that the American system came to Europe in a distorted way and late, especially after the victory of Abraham Lincoln over the Confederacy and the success of the United States in becoming a leading world industrial power up to 1976.
La storia americana, più che da Keynes e Schumpeter, è determinata. Capisco che si studino questi economisti, anche noi li studiamo, però è antecedente. Il sistema americano di economia politica è precedente a questi pensatori e risale al periodo in cui nacquero gli Stati Uniti, come reazione al fatto che in Europa veniva messo in dubbio lo Stato nazionale, e risale al periodo di Abramo Lincoln, il sistema americano di economia politica.
The key relevant point is that the question of credit. Now, we're in the situation where trillions and tens of trillions of dollars of paper values are going to be eliminated. Where do we get the credit for this system? It will not come from the private banking systems. The banks are bankrupt. I can assure you that every leading bank in the United States is bankrupt. I can assure you that most of the banking systems of Europe are actually bankrupt. If you look at the derivatives bubbles and the other bubbles, the real estate, mortgage speculations, and begin to untangle these things, you will find that virtually every bank in Europe is bankrupt. Maybe there are a few small banks which are exceptions. So therefore, what do? We cannot close down the banks. We need the banks as vehicles for distributing credit to revive the economy. How do we generate the credit? From banks? No, they're not credit worthy.
La questione cruciale è quella della generazione del credito, e lo è stata sempre nel sistema americano di economia politica, perché se noi pensiamo al fatto che oggi ci sono migliaia di miliardi di dollari in speculazione che girano nel mondo, per esempio nel mercato dei derivati, e le banche private sono praticamente in bancarotta, vi posso assicurare che molte banche private americane sono in bancarotta e molte banche europee che hanno speculato in questi titoli speculativi sono in bancarotta. Quindi non sono loro che genereranno il credito. Chi genera il credito?
To put banks, financial systems through bankruptcy reorganization. The rule of law of modern society we will apply is the rule of law called the general welfare of the common good. That is, no governments in a bankruptcy must act for the common good of all of the people and their posterity more than any other interest. That's the first. How do we generate the credit? The credit can only be generated by the state, the national sovereign government. That's what the danger of globalization is. Only a national government, which is sovereign, can actually create credit where credit does not exist. And credit will not exist under these conditions.
Il credito va generato dallo Stato, non possono essere le banche private a generarlo. E naturalmente, se pensiamo alla situazione delle banche private, a come sono in bancarotta, queste banche vanno sottoposte a una procedura fallimentare che è consentita dalla legge, e lo Stato può sottoporle a questa procedura fallimentare, così come è compito dello Stato, sancito dalla Costituzione, per esempio americana, difendere prima degli interessi privati delle banche quello che in America si chiama il general welfare, cioè il bene comune, e questo è compito dello Stato.
So this requires several methods which are traditional to the American constitutional system. First of all, the U.S. government, under the Constitution, is the only agency which can lawfully create money. No other agency. The Federal Reserve Bank is actually illegal, unconstitutional. For this purpose, as Alexander Hamilton explained this when he was the first Treasury Secretary, and as others such as Friedrich List have explained it, as Henry Carey has explained it, the trick is you simply create the credit of government on the faith of government's ability to meet the obligation at some future time. The government then uses this credit and monetizes it by issuing credit through various agreements, state to state, or through banking systems which act as agents of governments. Today we have a prospect of a 25-year infrastructure development potential in Eurasia, the greatest potential of growth this planet has ever imagined. The way to solve this problem is have the governments of Eurasia, as well as the United States, participate, come to an agreement on a general reorganization of the world monetary and financial system, set a fixed gold reserve exchange rate for some currency, construct agreements about that, enter into long-term agreements on infrastructural development and other credit, for example, with China, with India, with Japan, with Korea, with Iran, the great population centers. Do the same thing with Africa once we get Middle East peace. Do the same thing with the Americas. On this basis, by great infrastructure projects, remember, infrastructure is about 50% of the total cost of a sane economy is investment in basic economic infrastructure, which is either done by the state, by the national government, or local governments, or is done under the protection and regulation by national government and local governments. That is your great stimulus.
Ora, il credito chiaramente non può essere generato dalle banche private e il fatto che la Federal Reserve System sia un sistema privato è praticamente anticostituzionale. Dovrebbe essere il governo che genera il credito e attraverso delle regolamentazioni lo porta nei vari stati. E naturalmente sta al governo finanziare con questo credito progetti di sviluppo reale che esistono. Pensiamo a questi grandi progetti infrastrutturali tra Europa, Cina, India, Russia, il sud-est asiatico e, se risolveremo il problema della pace in Medio Oriente, anche l'Africa, che sono progetti che potrebbero rilanciare l'economia mondiale, dare lavoro a tutti, e che non vengono realizzati perché il credito non viene generato dallo Stato come dovrebbe essere.
Now what we have is we have potentially an agreement to do something in that direction right now in Europe, Eurasia. A change in Russia, which started after the August 1998 crisis.
Allora, abbiamo dei cambiamenti importanti in questo senso positivi. Per esempio in Russia, dopo la crisi del 1989, ci sono stati dei cambiamenti significativi.
A new tendency was introduced by the Russian Prime Minister Primakov.
Una nuova tendenza è stata imposta dall'allora premier russo Primakov.
With the election of Putin, Putin has begun as president to negotiate more agreements in this direction throughout Eurasia.
Con l'elezione di Putin, Putin ha cominciato a stabilire accordi con vari paesi in tutta l'Eurasia che vanno in questa direzione.
Southeast Asia had already formed a defensive bloc called the ASEAN Group to defend themselves against what happened in 1997.
E il sud-est asiatico ha creato un gruppo di autodifesa che si chiama l'ASEAN, la zona dell'ASEAN, per difendersi dalle crisi finanziarie che sono iniziate nel 97.
Later, China, after 1998, China, Japan and Korea entered into cooperation with the ASEAN group.
La Russia, la Cina, il Giappone e la Corea hanno iniziato a collaborare col gruppo dell'ASEAN.
This also extended into Western Europe from Russia.
E dalla Russia questo progetto di cooperazione si è allargato anche all'Europa.
For example, in the case of Germany, Germany's only net growth in exports is to Russia and China.
Ad esempio, nel caso della Germania, l'unica crescita netta delle esportazioni in Germania è verso la Russia e la Cina.
The role of the United States as the importer of last resort came to an end last year.
E il ruolo degli Stati Uniti come importatori dell'ultima spiaggia è finito l'anno scorso.
Now, Western Europe desperately needs these markets.
L'Europa occidentale ha bisogno disperatamente di questi mercati.
These are the biggest markets ever imagined.
Questi sono i mercati importanti.
All of Eurasia as a market.
Tutta l'Eurasia è un mercato per l'Europa.
This requires tens of trillions of dollars equivalent of credit.
E questo richiede decine di miliardi e di migliaia di miliardi di dollari di credito.
It means leading with a great infrastructure development in transportation systems, power systems, public water management systems, things of that sort, basic infrastructure.
A partire da grandi progetti infrastrutturali di base come i trasporti, l'energia, l'acqua che vanno realizzati.
Roberto Panizza, Università di Torino, professore di economia internazionale.
Roberto Panizza, University of Turin, International Economy. If you could comment on what Lindo LaRouche just said, considering that we will have again the chance to have a further TV program in Teleambiente and to hear more from you.
I commenti sono sempre estremamente positivi. Allora avevo in mente di rispondere a
My comments will be again extremely positive. I will say a few words on the last concept expressed by LaRouche. I totally agree that with the perspective of the economic markets of Asia, of the former communist countries, huge markets, we should not have a stagnating economy with the rate of development close to zero as we have now. There are huge perspectives worldwide, and thus I totally agree with this approach by LaRouche. And this means a fight against those powers that are pushing the idea of deflation, the idea that the economy has to be kept blocked. The British have been the great maestri in this. The British had taught the world that in order to rule, the economy must be kept still, blocked. Never start large development programs because this risks to undermine the strength of the hegemonic power.
Invece, secondo me, anche un paese egemone avrebbe tutto da guadagnare.
Instead, in my opinion, also an hegemonic power has everything to gain from this expansion of the economy, from this challenge represented by the transformation of the market that faces the obstacles of underdevelopment. This market must be transformed in developed systems with beneficial consequences for everybody.
Ma vorrei tornare su un altro concetto di LaRouche che ha esposto all'inizio di questo suo secondo intervento.
But I want to go back to another concept expressed by LaRouche. The concept is the following. Finance, the credit system, must be the way it was conceived originally. It must be instrumental vis-à-vis the development of the industrial system. I.e., finance is one of the instruments, one of the services offered to what is the real base of the economy, i.e., the industrial system. The big mistake that has been done, and again I fully agree with LaRouche on this, this is never said, but the finance has become the center of the economy. People prefer to sacrifice, and also in this, the British have been the teachers, the teacher in this work of instruction. People prefer to sacrifice the industrial development of a country, like it happened in Great Britain, in order to guarantee extreme high profit to the financial world.
No, bisogna fermare questo indirizzo verso cui si sta muovendo il sistema di una centralità della.
No, we have to change this direction. We have to change the hegemony of finance, the direction where the system is going. We must give back the hegemony to the productive industrial commercial system of which the finance is only an instrument. Otherwise, and I stress it again, we feed only speculative processes. We give room to unreliable characters because to set up a car factory, one needs competence, managers, marketing experience, studies on technology, and so on. But to set up a financial speculation, one does not need anything at all. Thus, the system becomes vulnerable to all those who operate in favor of terrorism and destabilization. In the financial world, this is the ground where those characters grow and prosper.
Quando invece si tratta di, qua invece si tratta di riportare la centralità del sistema.
We need to give back the hegemony to the productive system, to the industrial system, and to bring back the credit and finance system to its role of service.
Grazie, professor Panizza.
Thank you, Professor Panizza. Then we will talk again with you in future programs about Lucio Lami, where when he used to write on Afghanistan and nobody read him, and nobody read now Reisert Kapuscinski.
Mi sembra, però,
it seems to me, however, that if the sociologist Father Ulisse Frascali would find more economists like this, he would have solved many of his problems. I don't know. Tell us.
No, io credo vorrei cioè fare un discorso. Credo che alla base dell'economia ci sarebbe da tenere presente il problema del reddito e del profitto. Quindi il problema del
I believe that the basis of economics we should consider the problem of income and profit. The problem of income, individual income, social income and, unfortunately too often, if not always, that which is the base of the speculative finance. I'm talking about the profit that absorbs both the social and the individual income. The social income could be one of the fundamental instruments also for the third sector, as we said before. Thus, I believe that the dialogue between the financier, the economist, and the sociologist, and thus the social reality, must be based on an analysis of the problem of the income, because it is useless to try to set up an economy that does not take into account the masses of those who do not have an answer in terms of individual income.
Quindi questo è uno dei
This is one of the big problems that the economic world, the economist, the financier should take into account. And given that we are talking about credit, and there is very, very, very much to say about it, maybe in the next episode.
Perché credo che purtroppo il credito da tutte
Because I believe that the credit from every side, I would also mention the ethic bank, is dominated by the question of profit, not the income. And this is one of the big problems that ends up also destroying the economy itself. Because when you concentrate the economic problems in the hands of a few people, you have as a consequence a social upheaval, and you arrive to war and destabilization, to the crash that we see today in our social reality.
Grazie, appuntamento.
Thank you, and the appointment is at the next program. Nino Galloni, we are almost at the end. Your thought, and also you wanted to pose a question to Lindo La Russa. Actually, I would like to ask Lindo La Russa if since 1935 Claude Lévi-Strauss, has anything changed, or has anything changed from the time of the book of Gunnar Miller on poverty in 11 Asiatic countries? Thank you.
Allora, io vorrei cercare di sottolineare l'aspetto concreto di questo dibattito di stasera, perché vorrei anche che gli ascoltatori ne percepissero il significato. E per fare questo non parlerò di economia, ma ricorderò una cosa.
I would like to stress a concrete aspect of this debate today, because I would like that the viewers would understand its full significance. To do this, I will not talk about the economy, but I will stress something that all of us have seen on TV, while Lindo La Russa saw it more directly. We had the US president before September 11, who was a certain kind of person, a typical representative of the American right, close to the so-called multinational, to the finance. He had won the election against another candidate of the Democratic Party. He too, clearly not a person at the level to be able to govern the biggest power in the world.
Poi durante i drammatici episodi dell'11 settembre è successo qualche cosa, per cui dopo abbiamo avuto invece un Bush che praticamente si è trasformato è diventato la
Then during the dramatic events of September 11 something happened so that later on we had a Bush that was transformed He became the friend of Putin. They launched this campaign in Afghanistan that probably could also worsen the situation, but it is nothing compared to what could have happened that morning for the US and afternoon for Europe, when also the US armed their system of nuclear defense. And thus one could have risked. It is enough to think about Pakistan, the border in India, the relation with China. One could ever risk the clash of civilization that had been proposed as the goal of these attempts of September 11. This would have led to a catastrophe. Instead, something has happened that changed the history of this planet differently from what one could have feared at the moment of the attacks.
I would say that I agree with this general emphasis at this point. President Bush underwent what might be described as a epiphany while he was on a plane flying from Louisiana to Nebraska on the 11th of September. I was on a radio broadcast at that time and discussed all of these matters while it was happening.
Concordo con quello che ha detto l'onorevole Galloni sulla questione dell'11 settembre e direi quasi che il presidente Bush ha subito in quelle ore terribili dell'11 settembre una sorta di epifania mentre veniva portato di corsa sull'Air Force One dalla Louisiana al Nebraska e si è messo in contatto col presidente Putin. Io in quelle ore venivo proprio nelle ore dell'attacco alle Torri Gemelle, venivo intervistato da una radio americana.
At that time, I don't think the president knew what his problem was. He knew he had a problem.
Il problema è che in quel momento il presidente Bush non sapeva che cosa stava succedendo, sapeva che c'era un problema, ma non sapeva qual era.
He did know that he was in danger and the government was in danger from a coup from within the United States.
Sapeva di essere in pericolo e sapeva che il governo era in pericolo da parte di un tentativo di colpo di stato all'interno degli Stati Uniti.
He received that time a discussion with President Putin of Russia, which he Bush has described a number of occasions publicly.
In quel momento ha ricevuto una telefonata dal presidente Putin che poi ha descritto in tre diverse occasioni.
In which Putin says, I know you're in trouble. I know you put the US security system up. I'm taking mine down to help you.
E il presidente Putin gli ha detto, presidente Bush, so che lei è in difficoltà, so che ha messo in allerta il suo sistema di difesa nucleare, le voglio dire che il nostro sistema russo nucleare invece non è stato messo in allerta.
With that act, they were not unfriendly up to that point. This act was crucial.
Non erano in rapporti non amichevoli fino allora, ma dopo questa telefonata i rapporti sono migliorati moltissimo.
Because that meant that the two leading nuclear powers of the world at the presidential level were joined together against an attempted coup against the government of one.
Perché significava che le due principali potenze nucleari del mondo, a livello dei due presidenti, della Russia e degli Stati Uniti, si stavano mettendo d'accordo per evitare che riuscisse un tentativo di colpo di Stato interno agli Stati Uniti.
Before that time and during that time, one thing that the President Bush has done was right and one was wrong.
In questo periodo e prima di questo periodo, il Presidente Bush ha fatto due cose, una era giusta e l'altra sbagliata.
The president has done nothing about economic policy except to reverse it. He's gone from privatization as a policy to the role of the state to save the economy. That's his policy now.
E prima di tutto sull'economia non aveva fatto niente e dopo l'11 settembre ha deciso di smettere di privatizzare e di far intervenire lo Stato per salvare l'economia.
That's a little bit of epiphany by itself.
E questo di per sé è una sorta di epifania per il presidente.
He also recognized that the issue was that some people in Israel, in Britain, and in the United States support the Brzezinski policy of a clash of civilizations to set the world in flame with religious war.
Ma si è anche accorto del fatto che certe persone in Israele, in Gran Bretagna, negli Stati Uniti stavano cercando di provocare uno scontro delle civiltà che avrebbe provocato a sua volta una guerra generale.
Even though he's continued to fight for Middle East peace.
Anche se è impegnato a continuare a combattere per la pace in Medio Oriente.
Against a powerful opposition inside the United States.
Contro una potente opposizione alla pace in Medio Oriente negli Stati Uniti stessi.
He's done it ineffectively. I would have done it differently.
L'ha fatto in modo inefficace finora. Io l'avrei fatto in modo diverso.
I believe the truth should be told.
Io penso che bisognerebbe dire la verità.
The bombing of Afghanistan will not succeed.
Il bombardamento dell'Afghanistan non riuscirà.
I understand exactly why he did it.
Capisco benissimo perché l'ha fatto.
I understand exactly why he's asked for international support for that bombing.
Capisco esattamente perché ha chiesto sostegno internazionale per questo bombardamento.
But I know the president's chief ally in this issue, the government of Russia, is very worried, and justly so.
Ma so che il principale alleato degli Stati Uniti in questo momento, la Russia, è molto preoccupato di questo ed è giustamente preoccupato.
It won't work.
Perché non funzionerà.
Therefore, what's the issue? Let me sum it up because we're running out of time.
Visto che siamo alla fine, sarò breve. Qual è la questione adesso?
A cooperation between the United States and Russia on the agreement to stop this Middle East war, to give the Palestinians their freedom.
Prima di tutto la cooperazione tra Russia e Stati Uniti nel mettere fine alla guerra in Medio Oriente dando ai palestinesi uno stato.
That's important.
Questo è importante.
But that immediately poses the question of what do you do at the negotiations of peace.
Ma questo pone subito la questione di che cosa si fa ai negoziati di pace.
Immediately any such discussion becomes an economic policy discussion.
Una discussione di pace deve essere una discussione sulla politica economica di sviluppo.
Which means at this point we've got to make a change.
Che significa fare un cambiamento.
We cannot have a discussion just between the United States and Russia.
Non possiamo avere una discussione solo tra Stati Uniti e Russia.
Europe has got to stop being a lapdog of the Anglo-American interest.
L'Europa non deve essere più al servizio degli interessi angloamericani.
Many people in Europe, including Italy and Germany and elsewhere, understand the world as a whole better than the United States or Russia does.
Molte persone in Europa e anche in Italia capiscono il mondo meglio di molte persone negli Stati Uniti e Russia.
What we need this time is a new conference on peace and economy, in which all of the important nations, especially those of Europe, immediately participate as equals in giving voice, not really support to what's on the table.
Abbiamo bisogno di una conferenza in cui la questione della pace attraverso lo sviluppo economico sia fondamentale e a cui partecipino Europa, Stati Uniti e
gli altri. We must get that agreement.
Questo è un accordo che dobbiamo realizzare adesso.
Grazie, grazie.
Our thanks to Professor Lindo LaRouche, who has in his mind the idea of TV deadlines. He is an American, after all, so he masters the reality of communication. Giuseppe Vecchio thanks Professor Roberto Panizza of International Economy at the Torino University, Professor Nino Galloni, economist, well known in our radio TV station, Father Ulisse Frascali, New Boytown Foundation, he will be with us, and a big thank from the depth of our heart to Lindo LaRouche, Democratic candidate for the US presidential election, for his commitment so that the world will achieve peace through development. Thank you from my heart.
You've been listening to EIR Talks. To replay this program or to read the transcript, visit our website at larouchepub.com. That's www.larouchepub.com. EIR Talks will return in a moment with closing announcements.